The partial shutdown of the federal government reverberated across the state yesterday as workers were sent home, landmarks were shuttered, and phones went unanswered. The state is a hub for federal services across the region, with some 30,000 on the government payroll. Governor Patrick's office says it's still figuring out how many of those were furloughed. WBUR's Fred Bever reports on day one of the shutdown.
If you tried to get in touch with a federal worker yesterday, you might have heard a phone message like this one from a staffer in the Housing and Urban Development Department's Boston office.
I am a non-essential employee and consequently have been ordered to stay home. As soon as the government shutdown is complete, then I will return to work. And I am sorry for the inconvenience. Thank you.
That's Carolyn Federoff, who's also an official with the union that represents government workers. She said more than 95% of the employees in her department have been furloughed. Other agencies taking big hits include Veterans Housing and even the IRS. But some are fully staffed or close to it.
If we have employees who are engaged in emergency services, they're still on the job. That includes air traffic controllers, our VA nurses and doctors, and Bureau of Prison Guards, Border Patrol, they're all still on the job. We also have our Social Security workers who handle claims have been declared essential.
And while it may have been hard to reach federal agencies by phone, and the internet too for that matter, some physical visitors to the federal JFK building and government center were having some luck yesterday.
Oh yeah, immigration's open.
Offices there open for business at least part of the day included immigration, public health, and most law enforcement agencies. But the cafeteria closed early because so many workers were out. And if you wanted something from Senator Elizabeth Warren's office, it was likely no go. Rob Bone, an intern for the senator, was on his way out early and indefinitely.
I don't know when I'm coming in next. I talked to my boss and he was like, hey, Rob, I'll let you know when we're coming back in. But as for now, I guess it's just, you know, call quits or whatever, so...
Morale was low, Bone says, because constituents seeking help weren't getting their calls answered.
We basically had to, you know, kind of ignore them today. And that's really, really bad. You know, federal government should be there. Our government should be there helping these people out, and we can't provide those basic services.
Still, some state residents, like Pam Welch and Leola Campbell, were hopeful that they'd get service. The couple waited outside the building for an appointment to get a green card for Campbell, who is a South African citizen.
Since Doma fell, she can sponsor me now.
We've been married for 6 years. We've been together for 9 years. So we've been waiting a long time, so we're hoping this appointment actually happens today.
It did. Ann Campbell got her green card. But if the happy couple wanted to celebrate at the beach near their province town home, they'd have to wait. Like most national parks, the Cape Cod National Seashore was closing up for the duration. So is the JFK Library in Boston. But there are other privately funded landmark sites, including the African Meeting House, the Paul Revere House, and the Old State House, which did plan to stay open. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.